Hey, cousin, come on in. Welcome to the Dear World Podcast, the place that if you drink your water and mind your business, you'll be just fine. I'm your host, Miss Amber J. The goal of the podcast is to be relatable, transparent, and honest. We're all family here, so nothing is off limits. I hope that you enjoy your listening experience, and don't forget to turn on your notifications so that you can be alerted whenever a new episode has been posted. What's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of the Dear World Podcast. You already know who it is. It's your girl, Amber J. I know it has been literally a month since I made an episode. The last episode that I released was on March 30th. In my defense, I had a legitimate reason. The month of April was dedicated to wrapping up school. I sit here humble, proud, thankful, and blessed that school is over with and I now have my master's degree. Because, baby, let me tell you, that was a long road. I didn't think I was going to make it. And it's crazy because I remember sitting in this exact seat a year ago trying to convince myself that I got this, I can do it, push through. So I went to Michigan State University and it was an accelerated criminal justice program. So instead of 2 years, it was a year and a half. Whew. It was just a lot. Online classes, in my opinion, are more difficult than in-person classes, and you have to have a lot of self-discipline. And sometimes, you know, I will be frank, I don't always have self-discipline. Sometimes it is hard for me to focus. I get distracted extremely easy. And then with my job, sometimes it controls a lot of my time. And then to get off of work and have to log right back on a computer and do homework, it wasn't easy. But again, I'm so thankful to have made it through that season, to persevere. And it is such a great accomplishment. I know for a while I was belittling it and I was like, oh, it's nothing. A lot of people get their master's degree, but it is a major accomplishment, especially as a Black woman. I give all glory to God. And I also want to say shout out to my village. I appreciate my village so much for encouraging me, reminding me of my greatness, pushing me to keep going, motivating me when it was difficult to motivate myself, reminding me to write my papers. And just overall being in my corner and continuously encouraging me. Like, y'all are the real MVPs. And with that being said, baby, I mastered it. Period. Just in this moment, again, I'm so thankful for God because I was about to get on myself about not working on the podcast, not working on my book, not working on my merchandise and just different things like that. And it was dropped on my spirit like, ma'am, you just finished school. You literally just spent the last year and a half of your life working hard to get this degree. So it's okay to take a break. It's okay to come up for air. It's okay to have days where you just don't want to do anything because you truly just dedicated, you know, a lot of time to getting a degree and that wasn't easy. So I am growing slowly but surely, and I am trying to do better or be better about not being hurt so hard on myself. So in that moment, I was reminded of that. So I'm going to remind y'all of that. You know, sometimes we are our greatest critics. We are our own worst enemies. And sometimes we ride ourselves so hard to the point that we forget to take a break. We forget that we're human. We forget that we get tired. We forget that, you know, sometimes we're exhausted and we just don't want to do anything. So allow yourself to take breaks. Give yourself grace and know that you don't always have to be on go mode all of the time. I know we're in a culture that pushes that, where you always got to go hard. You always got to be working. You always got to be on the grind. You always got to be chasing the bag. But know that you also have to rest. You also have to, you know, allow yourself to take breaks so that you can be your best self. I have said this several times before. A friend and I do Bible study together. And we have been doing Bible study now, I think, for over 2 years. And I don't go to church. It's not that I'm opposed to going to church or anything like that. I just don't go. I stopped going years ago. And I listen to Pastor Robert Madu and Pastor Stephen Furtick. Those are two of my absolute favorite pastors. And I have just been noticing, you know, my relationship with God is getting stronger. I'm still working on being in the word and knowing the word, but I just feel closer to God. I find myself praying more. I find myself being more mindful of the presence of God, and just things along that nature. So I was watching a movie on Netflix. I can't remember what it was called, but she basically said something along the lines of, everybody thinks that they would redo their life or go back to the past and undo certain things, but if you actually had the opportunity to do it, you wouldn't, because you realize those things happen for a reason. You learn said things for a reason. You're in the position that you are for a reason. So that kind of got me thinking, along with Bible study and just listening to Pastor Robert Madu and Pastor Stephen Furtick, that everything happens for a reason. And we oftentimes get wrapped up in that shoulda, coulda, woulda, if I could change things, I would, all of that. And, you know, given the opportunity to change certain things in my life, if I could, would I? I don't know. Ideally, it sounds good, but then ultimately, would that change different events that have happened? Would I be the person that I am today? Would I have the morals and the principles and the knowledge and the wisdom that I have today if I went back and changed those things? I don't know. But I have gotten in the mindset that everything happens for a reason. You're exactly where you're supposed to be, and things happen as they are supposed to happen. And just as you are thankful for your blessings, you also have to be thankful for your problems. So I want my listeners, I can't, you know, force this upon anybody, but I want people to work on just being thankful for where you are, being thankful for your experiences, and not wishing that you could undo your mistakes or change the past, because those things have helped contribute to who you are today. Bottom line, don't shackle yourself to regret or regrets. And also, don't spend more time focusing on your failures than what you do your success and all of the amazing things that you have going for yourself. Y'all might be tired of me discussing my previous relationship and my ex. And I know people in my personal life most certainly are. But I have to share this lesson with y'all. It was like, I don't know, groundbreaking for me. So I think, number one, healing is an ongoing thing. I don't think it's just, up, I'm healed, it's a one and done. Because you have triggers, you have moments where you reflect on different things, and that can reopen wounds, all type of stuff. So I think healing is an ongoing thing. Am I over my ex? Yes. Am I ready for another relationship? Yes. But do I still have moments where I get triggered from that previous relationship? Absolutely. But I was listening to Pastor Stephen Furtick yesterday, and he had a powerful message. But he said something in that message that just, baby, it took me over the top, okay? I can't remember what he said verbatim. And I wrote it down, but I don't feel like getting up. But it was something along the lines of, basically, the things that you focus on are the things that you get more of. So, for example, I focused a lot on the things that my ex did wrong, the things that irritated me, his flaws. And those things just started to manifest more and more in the relationship. And not to say that him cheating or anything like that is justifiable, but I can understand how me focusing on his flaws and the things that he did wrong drew a wedge between us in the relationship and caused the divide and caused us to become distant, because nobody wants to constantly hear what they're doing wrong or how they forgot to do something when, you know, you're not remembering what they did remember to do or what they did do right. And I was like, that makes a lot of sense, because I can remember having a conversation with my ex and he brought up something like, regardless of what I do, you know, I never do things right, or something along those lines. And that truly made me reflect again, not to say that his treatment of me was justifiable, because he did do a lot of things wrong or didn't treat me the way that I deserve to be treated. But at the same time, I am responsible for myself. I can't control him or any other man or person for that matter. So I have to conduct myself how I know that I am supposed to. And focusing on a person's flaws is not something that I think is acceptable behavior from me, because I know I don't want somebody just focusing on my flaws or what I'm doing wrong or nitpicking. So that truly was like a wake up for me, and it helped heal a part of me that was kind of like, I guess, harping on that part of the relationship, trying to figure out, well, what caused, you know, the divide, or what caused him to do certain things. And I just, it was a learning moment. Like, ma'am, you can't focus on the negatives. You can't focus on what somebody is doing wrong. And it definitely makes sense. Like, what you focus on, that becomes what is constantly being brought up, what's in the forefront of your mind. So it's the same thing when we look at ourselves. If you constantly focusing on the negative things about yourself, that's constantly all that you see. For example, right now, I need to start working out and I need to lose weight. I know this, but I'm constantly, you know, saying my back is big, or, oh my God, that fat roll wasn't there, or, ugh, look at this, look at that. And then it becomes that, you know, that's the perception of myself. Now I see myself in this negative light. I see myself as just, you know, this fat, unattractive woman because I'm focusing on the negative. So with that being said, be mindful of the things that you magnify in situations, in yourself, and with other people, because what you magnify becomes the center of your attention, is what you get more of. And one more thing before I end this episode, and I know this hasn't been like a concentrated topic, but, you know, just roll with me. My mom brought something to my attention the other day, and then when I was listening to the word from Pastor Stephen Furtick, it was also like doubled down on. My mom basically said that every time Sunday rolls around, I have a temper tantrum about Monday being the following day. And she always like reminds me to stay in the moment, enjoy today, etc. And Pastor Stephen Furtick basically said something similar. You have to live through today in order to make it through tomorrow. I truly have to do a better job about staying in the present moment, living in the moment, and not focusing on the foreseeable future. There is some quote or saying about focusing on the past is what causes depression, and focusing on the future is what causes anxiety. And when I say that that is the truth, baby, that is the truth. Because sometimes I will think so far ahead about things that I know are coming up. For example, prime example, we have a back to school event at my job. It's in August, like August. Baby, it's what, May 6th or May 7th? Why am I thinking about something that is happening in August and giving myself anxiety about it? So going back to what my mom said, I have to do a better job of staying in the moment and just focusing on the day and enjoying my weekend and not focusing on, oh no, tomorrow's Monday and yada, 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 yada. Because when you do that, or when I do that per se, I am missing out on the moment that I'm in and actually enjoying the remainder of my weekend. Family, that's all I have for today. I hope that you took something away from this episode, or in the very least that you enjoyed this episode. I do hope to be more intentional about releasing episodes and being more consistent with the podcast. But again, also giving myself grace and recognizing that sometimes I am just not in a space where I want to make podcasts, or, you know, have the mental capacity to do so. So I want to thank you sincerely for rocking with me, for continuing to listen to my podcast, for being a supporter. Please like and share the podcast, drop a rating. You know, it's preferable that I get 5 stars, but if that is not what I deserve, give me what you think I deserve. As always, stay prayed up, take care of yourself. I love y'all, and I'll see you next episode. All right, family, that's it for now. Thank you for tuning into the Dear World podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to share it. And until next time, you know what to do. Drink your water, mind your business.